to know what we need to be satisfied, but you're the God who sent Jesus to die for us.
您不光只是那个创造我们的神，你们更知道我们的需求，把主耶稣派来为我们而死。
And because he died to take away our sins, then we can have life, and the life that he has given to us is eternal and abundant.
因为他为我们而死，所以我们就有新的生命。 我们的罪被饶恕，我们会有一个丰丰富富的永生。
And we thank you for that.
我们非常感激这个。
Help us now, Lord, as we study in 2 Corinthians.
请求您帮助我们，当我们开始学习格林德后书的时候。
Help us to understand the wonder of the blessing into which you want us all to come.
所以呢，帮助我们去理解那些。 你想要赐福给我们的那些美妙的事儿。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so we're going to study now in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们今天要开始学习格林多后书的第三章。
And what we're going to be learning from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, as we have really from the whole of the book of 2 Corinthians, is what is the message of the Bible about, and what is the preacher of the Bible all about?
所以呢，我们在格林多后书里要学到的呢，就是所有的是。 关于圣经里要讲的是什么，而且那些传道人是应该怎么做？
Why do preachers preach?
为什么那些传道人传道？
Why do listeners believe what they hear?
为什么那些听众相信他们所听到的？
And so 2 Corinthians gives us an insight into the mind of the speaker and the mind of the hearer.
所以格林多后书呢，给了我们从那个传道人的思想的深处和听众的思想深处的一个联系。
So we're going to start by reading the first three verses together. First of all, in Chinese, please, and then we'll do it in English.
然后我跟大家把格林多后书第三章先用中文读一下，然后再用英文读。第一节。 我们岂是用举荐自己吗？岂像别人用人的见信给你们，会用你们的见信给人吗？你们就是我们的见信，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道、所念诵的。你们明显是基督的信，藉着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。All
right. Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter written on our hearts, known and read by everybody. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on the tablets of human hearts.
他读的是《格林多后书》3章1到3节。
All right, so here is the question, who is Paul? And he's the preacher. And who are the people who hear him, the Corinthians?
这里呢，就是。 这个问题，谁是传道人？他就是保罗。谁是听众？他就是格林多的那些人。And
so, very often when you go somewhere, you need some sort of a letter of introduction.
所以呢，这里呢，通常呢，你如果要到一个地方去，你需要什么某种推荐信带给你。
When I was a businessman. I had to do some business in Japan.
当他在做生意的时候呢，他要到日本去做一项生意。
And so I had to have some business cards prepared.
所以呢，他要准备一些生意用的名片。
So I took my business card and I gave it to someone who could translate into Japanese.
然后他把他的名片拿出来，他给那个可以把他的名片翻译成日语的人。
So now I had a Japanese business card. And when I went to Japan, I handed my Japanese business card to people.
现在呢，他有了一个日语写成的名片。然后他到了日本以后呢，他可以把那个日语的名片给他要做生意的人。
When I did that, the people were very impressed.
当他那么做的时候呢，那个那里的人感到非常的印象深刻。
And so I said to my friend, why are these people so nice to me after I show them my card?
他就问那个翻译的人说，为什么我把这个名片给他们的时候，他们对我很好。
And he said, the Japanese translation is not very good. It says you are a very important person.
他说那个日语的翻译呢并不是很恰当，说你是一个非常重要的人。
So I was very happy that at least somebody thought that I was an important person.
他们非常高兴，最少呢有些人认为我是一个重要人物。
So now Paul is writing to the Corinthians and he's saying to them, do you need a letter to tell you about who I am? Or do I need a letter from you to tell you who you are?
所以呢，保罗在这里他告诉格林多人呢，我需要一封推荐信告诉你们我是谁吗？或者说你们需要一封推荐信告诉你们是谁吗？
He said, actually, I've got something better than a letter, a piece of paper.
所以呢，保罗实际上是说呢，我有一个比纸上写的推荐信更好的。
He said, in fact,I am a preacher of the gospel. I preach the good message to you, and my letter of recommendation is you. You're the ones who know whether what I've said is right or not, because you believed it or didn't.
他说我是一个传道的人，我给你们传福音。实际上呢，我最好的推荐信呢是你们，因为你们知道。我传的什么，你们理解我讲的什么。
So verse 2, you yourselves are our letter. You're written on our hearts, but you're known and read by everybody.
第二节说呢，你们就是我们的推荐信，写在我们心里，被众人所知道，所念诵的。
Who is this person? Well, he's the person who brought those wonderful change in lives to those people over there.
那谁是这个人是谁呢？他是把那个非常美妙的信息带到那个地方去，让那些那个地方的人的生命得到改变的一个人。
So my letter of recommendation, my business card says, Harold, you are very important.
所以我的那个做生意的名片呢，说 Harold, 你非常重要。
But at the end of a year and a half, I had accomplished.Absolutely nothing. And so my job was retired and that was the end of it. I wasn't important at all.
所以呢，在一年半以后呢，他没有做成任何事，然后他在那里的生意呢已经停止了，他完全不那么重要。
Paul says, I don't need a letter of recommendation. I've got you and you are the proof that what I've been saying works.
所以呢，保罗说呢，我不需要推荐信，我的推荐信是你们，你们的改变是我能够传道奏效的原因。
Verse 3, you show that you are a letter from Christ. The result of our ministry or my ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. not on tables of stone, but on tables of human hearts.
第三节说你们明显是基督的信，基督我们形成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上的。
Which is all very, very interesting.
这个非常非常有趣。
I've got a friend who is writing the story of his life in a book.
我有一个朋友，他呢是在写一本书，是关于他自己的人生的。
Actually, in retrospect, I've got two friends who are doing that right now.
所以实际上呢，他有两个朋友在做这件事。
And it's going to make interesting reading.
这是一个非常有趣的一个会议。
The value of writing a book is that you don't forget the details and other people can read it.
因为这个书如果有价值，是因为你不会忘记写那些读书的人想读到的细节。
But,If you're a Christian, you get to live forever.
所以呢，如果你是一个基督徒呢，你会就永远活着。
And you'll not only live forever, but you will have a marvelous memory.
所以你不仅仅是永远活着，你还有一个很奇特的记忆。
So when I meet you in heaven, 100 million years from now, what do you think I'm going to say?
所以呢，如果在1亿年以后，我在天堂里碰到你的时候，你说，你知道我想说什么吗？
I'm going to say, tell me your story, please.
我会说，告诉我你的故事。
And you'll say, well, you see, it's all written down here. The story of my life has all been preserved. It's not written in paper, but it's written on the fleshy tables of hearts. And my story, your story, is going to be written forever.
因为说呢，我的故事全部写在这里。从上到下，从以前到现在，你的事儿、我的事儿全写在这里，但是它不是写在那个纸上的，是写在你的心本上的。
Okay, so that sounds kind of exciting.
这个听起来非常令人兴奋。
But I've also got another fear.
同样有另外一个感觉。
And the fear is that if you're listening to my story, halfway through you might say, this is pretty boring.
所以呢，他刚才讲的是他有点害怕，害怕什么呢？如果你来读我的故事，你就读着读着，你说可能有点烦人了。
How can I keep from you being bored when I tell you my story 100 million years from now?
那我怎么样让你在1亿年以后读我的故事的时候不感觉厌烦呢？
I could start doing something exciting today, couldn't I?
我可以现在就做一些很令人兴奋的事，是不是啊？
Okay, this is a fact. You and I are writing a chapter of our eternal book every single day.
这就是一个事实，你和我每天都在写我们在永恒里的那一本书里的一章。
You remember the story of the lady who said she was going to keep a diary. This was her New Year's resolution. I will keep a daily diary.
所以呢，你们听见一个妇女，她说呢，她要每天写一本日记，每天写日记，一直写下去。
She did it for about a week and a half and then she quit.
然后呢，她写了一个半星期以后呢，她就放弃了。
And the reason she said was there was nothing worth writing down.
她放弃的原因呢，就是说没有什么值得写下的东西了。
Okay. Now you don't want to have a life like that. And you don't want to have a story to be read 100 million years from now, like that.
你不想有那样一个人生，你也不想有那样一个故事，从现在一直写到一年以后。
How important is the life that you are writing today?
有多重要你今天写的那个故事呢？
Very important.
今天写的故事是非常重要的。
Now, it may very well be that life is very hard today.
因为实际上有时候呢，今天的生活可能会非常难。
Do you think if life is hard today, that's going to make interesting reading 100 million years from now?
如果是你今天的生活很难，你说在一年以后是指有兴趣再去读它吗？
And you would say, yeah, the more difficult today, probably the more exciting.
所以你会说是的，如果今天越是难，将来会越是感到兴奋。
So I heard about the boys going down the street one day, and they said, tell me about your father. This was a long time ago.
因为我在街上碰到一个小男孩，这是很久以前，我说告诉什么，有一些事情关于你父亲的。
There were three boys. So one boy said to the other two boys, what did your dad do?
那你有三个小男孩，一个小男孩跟另外两个说，你的爸爸是干什么的？
And they both said, my dad fought in the war.
他们同样说，我爸爸在战场上打过仗。
So the third boy said to one boy, he said, what did your dad do?
那两个孩子跟另一个人说，你的爸爸是干什么的？
Well, he said, my dad was there in Normandy way back in 1944 when the Allies, across the channel and conquered France.
他说我的父亲是在1944年诺曼底盟军登陆的时候，我的父亲穿过了那个海峡。
So the third boy said, that's probably interesting. He turned to the other boy. He said, was your dad in the army?
那个三个孩子跟第一个说，这个很有趣。他跟第二个孩子说，你的父亲也在军队里吗？
And the other boy said, yes.
那个说是的。
He said, and what did your dad do?
那你的爸爸在干什么呢？
He said, well, my dad was an accountant. And he worked in Regina, filling out payroll slips for soldiers.
我的爸爸在军队里是个会计，他每天就在算账，怎样给那些士兵们发工资。
Which one had the more interesting war story?
所以哪一个有更有趣的和有价值的故事呢？
Okay. Sometimes the days are hard days.
有时候那个一天呢非常难。
You live them for the glory of God.
你活出神的荣耀来，为神的荣耀而活。
You can rejoice in the stories of those days forever.
你可以去享受那些你在艰难的日子里永远去享受那些日子。
Now verse 4 says, such confidence as this is ours through Christ before God.
第四节说，我们因基督，所以在神面前才有这样的信心。
We talked this morning earlier about the Jewish religion, which basically, among other things, was we get to wash our hands.
我们今天早上讲过那些在犹太宗教里，他们最重要的事情呢，就是洗手。
Paul used to be involved in that. He says, "Listen, I'm telling you with confidence that." This, the fact that we are writing eternal, stories for the glory of God in our lives, that's the confidence that we have. These aren't just empty words. This is truth. God is doing a great work.
因为保罗呢，通常他以前也是那么去做的，是注意力集中在洗手上。他说现在呢，我要做的呢，就是为了神的荣耀而去做，神做了非常完美的工。
Then he goes on and he says, verse 5, not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything like this for ourselves, but our competence comes from God.
第五节说呢, 并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事儿, 我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
So what happens? Well, you say, all right, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I choose God as my Father.
现在会发生什么呢? 你说我相信主耶稣为我的个人救主, 我相信神是我的父。
I submit myself to God and His plans for my life.
我把我自己交到神给我的人生的计划里面去。
And then He starts writing in my life the story that He wants to be there forever.
所以呢，神开始写那个故事，写出他想要我在永恒里。 要有一个什么样的故事?
And as he does this, we sit back and say, wow, that's marvelous.
当神做这件事的时候, 我们会坐在那里说, 啊, 哇, 这个太神奇了。So
when we get to heaven, I hope you're going to find my story very interesting.
当我们去了天堂的时候呢, 你会发现我的故事是非常有趣的。
But I'll tell you something, it's not going to be as interesting to you as it is to me.
但是我想告诉你一件事,并对我来说,并不是有趣,对你们说同样不是有趣。
And I don't know what he's going to write tomorrow in my life.
我不知道明天在我的人生里我要写什么。
But it's going to be interesting.
但是可能会是有趣的。
And you're going to enjoy reading it, and by the grace of God, so am I.
去享受那个故事，接着神的恩典，我也会享受那个故事。
All right, verse 6 now. God has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
第六节说，他叫我们能承担的新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死。
So he's saying, not only is God going to be writing in your heart, but God is going to lead me so that I can help the Lord write in your heart. God is going to work through me into you for the story of your life.
不光是说,神会在你们的里面写心里写故事,然后呢,神会引导我去帮助你们在你们里面 在你们的心里写故事，所以呢，我会去帮助你们，神的圣灵会帮助我们，让我去帮助你们写你们的故事。
And therefore he's saying, we have become ministers or agents or even if you like authors of a new covenant, a new contract, not of letter, not by letters, but by the Spirit.
所以呢，这里呢，他就说呢，他叫我们能承担着新约的知识。
All right, so I'm going to carry on to verse 7 to bring more logic to verse 6. Now, if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters of stone, came with glory, so that the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of its glory, fading though it was, will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious?
因为我们来读的七八节，来看看跟第六节来解释一下第六节的逻辑关系。第七节，那用自可的石头上手死的执事尚且有荣光，甚至以色列人与摩西面上的荣光不能定睛看他的脸，这荣光原是渐渐退去的。
Alright, so we got to explain this now because it's just a little hard to pick up off those simple words.
因为呢,我要来做一些解释,因为呢,是很难从这几个简单的字句里来去理解它的意思。
Way back in the book of Exodus, Moses went up to speak to God.
所以呢，回到出埃及记的时候呢，摩西上山去见神。
And God said, "This is the contract. This is the covenant that I want to enter into with the children of Israel."
神说呢，这就是我要给你们的约。这些约呢，是要给以色列人的。
And he basically said, "Here is my law, the Ten Commandments, and if the people keep them, I will do these wonderful things for them."
基本上呢，神是说呢，这是我给你们的律法，就是十诫。如果以色列人呢，遵守这十诫呢，我就会继续赐福你们。
And Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights with the Lord on the mountain, getting this contract, this covenant, this proposal from the Lord for the people.
那摩西在西奈山上待了40天40晚上，这样呢，以便得到神给他们的那个约，就是十诫，然后是给以色列人的。
And the whole thing was so wonderful that Moses, when he came down, was actually glowing. His face was glowing with the glory of the Lord that was part of that contract.
因为那个里面，在那里发生的事是如此的美妙。当摩西下山的时候呢，他的脸上发光，他实际上是神的荣耀的光。
Now, we don't see that kind of thing very often, if at all.
我们呢不经常能够看到那样的事儿。
But Moses saw it. When he came down from the mountain, his face was glowing. The people saw his face so bright, they couldn't even look at it.
当呢摩西说呢，他从山上下来的时候呢，他的脸如此的闪光，以至于当时的以色列人都不敢看他的脸。
And I think people would probably say to him, "Moses, why does your face look so good?"
所以呢，我就想那些人会问摩西说，为什么你的脸看起来会如此的好？
And Moses would say, "It's not my face. It's because of this contract. This is what God is prepared to do for you, and it is so wonderful that." My face is going.
所以呢，摩西说呢，这不是我的脸，是神给你们的这个约，它如此的美妙，所以让我们脸方，他要给你们的也是这样的。
Now he says that was a good business contract.
他就说呢，这可能是一个好的生意合约。
But he says to the Corinthians, what God wants to do for you is better than that.
所以呢，保罗跟他们格林多人说呢，神要给你们的比给摩西的更好。
The whole logic there was that God took his finger and wrote on the tables of stone Ten Commandments, what we were to do.
所以呢，实际上是神用他的手指在那个石板上刻下了十诫，告诉以色列人应该怎么去做。
But what God is doing for the Corinthians is instead of writing something on stone, he's writing it in the hearts of the Corinthians so that their lives are going to be far better than even what was written in the law of Moses.
所以呢，那个保罗跟他们说呢，神呢，取代用手指写在石板上呢，他是用手指在你们心板上写。这样你们会有更好的人生，比那个摩西的律法更好。
Now the law of Moses was 10 commandments, 10 things that the people must do. And of course, if they didn't do them, then they were breaking God's law. They would be in trouble.
神给他们的十诫呢，就是十件事情他们不能去做的。如果他们做了，他们就会有很大的麻烦。实际上呢，他们没有遵循呢，实际。
So verse 9 now, if the ministry that condemns man is glorious, and it was in Moses' case, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness?
19节说, 若是定罪的执事有荣光, 那称义的执事荣光就越发大了。
Okay, verse 10, for what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory.
第十节说, 那从前有荣光的, 因这极大的荣光就散不得有荣光了。
So the Old Testament is interesting, and it tells lots of stories about God and his dealing with the children of Israel, but the New Testament is way ahead of the Old Testament, because the New Testament talks about new life being given to people who trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
旧约的故事呢是非常有趣的，他写了很多的神怎么样去应对以色列人所做的一些事儿，但是新约的事儿呢，比那一个更美好。他呢就是说，神给神是来去应对那些人有新的生命的那样一些故事。
Alright, verse 11, and if what was fading away, that's Moses' glory came with glory, but it faded away, how much greater is the glory of that which lasts?
第11节说呢, 若那废掉的有荣光, 废掉的荣光就是说摩西脸上的荣光, 它会退掉, 那么呢, 这长成的就更有荣光了。
All right, so the question is, how do you fit all this together?
问题就是呢, 你怎么把这些放在一起呢?
Paul says, I'm going to the Corinthians and I've got good news for you.
保罗说呢, 我要去格林多, 我有好消息要给你们。
The good news is that you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You get the Spirit of God in your life. Your whole life becomes meaningful, eternally significant, and your life is characterized by glory.
所以呢说呢, 如果你相信主耶稣为你的救主的话呢, 你的整神的圣灵就会在你的里面, 你的整个人生呢, 就会变得非常有意义, 你的整个人生呢将会充满荣耀。
Some people say the Christian life will be boring.
有些人呢说, 基督徒的人生可能会很厌烦。
There's a difference between boring and glorious.
这里呢有一个不同就是, 很烦人和荣耀。
What God offers is not boring, it's glorious.
所以神给我们提供的呢, 不是那个, 很烦人, 而是荣耀。
Did Paul believe that?
保罗相信那个吗?
Yeah, Paul believed it. Did Paul preach it? Yeah.
是的, 保罗相信, 但是保罗传的那样道吗? 是的, 保罗也传了。
Did the Corinthians believe it?
那格林多人他们相信吗?
Well, they were beginning to believe it. Some of them were slow to believe it. It sounds so good that you could almost imagine that they would have difficulty believing it.
那些人呢, 开始相信, 有的人是慢慢相信, 因为这个, 信息太美妙了, 你可能想象不出来, 他们怎么样去信。
But Paul says in verse 12, therefore, since we have such hope, we are very bold. I'm going to tell you, he says, I'm going to tell you boldly. This is wonderful stuff.
所以第十二节说我们既有这样的盼望,就大胆地讲说,他说这个事情太美妙了,所以我会非常大胆地去说。
Now he says, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Moses.
然后呢,我会跟你讲更多一点关于摩西的事。
He says, we're not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face to keep the Israelites from gazing at it while the radiance was fading.
所以第十三节说呢, 摩西加帕子蒙的脸上，在以色列人不能定睛看到那将废的结局。
So here we are. Moses goes up to the mountain. He's there 40 days and 40 nights with God. He comes down and his face is glowing.
所以呢，摩西呢去了山上和神在一起40天40夜。他下来的时候呢，他的脸上充满了荣光。
And we've never seen anything like that, but I just want you to pretend that his face was glowing like a 100-watt bulb.
所以呢，我们不经常看到那样的事情，我建议呢，你去想象一下，他的那个脸呢，像100瓦的一个炮一样。
And so he put a veil over his face so that people wouldn't see that it was so brilliant.
所以呢，他把那个帕子蒙在脸上，所以看见他的人呢，就不会看见那么亮了。
But then after a while, he looked at himself in the mirror and he said, my face is glowing like a 60-watt bulb.
那过了一会儿，他再去照着镜子一看呢，说我的脸可能就像60瓦的灯泡。
And then after a while, it got down to 40 watts.
再过一会儿呢，变成了40瓦的灯泡。
So he put the veil back on.
所以呢，他就把那个
And so, pardon, what, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, when he went back out, he had the veil on so that people wouldn't say to him, how come your face isn't glowing like it used to?
他把那个帽子摘下来，人家再看见他的时候呢，说你的脸怎么不像刚开始看见那么亮了。
And then probably his face got, his, the glow got down to something like a 7-watt bulb. We got some 7-watt bulbs here in the chapel behind the exit signs. They're not very bright.
所以呢，实际上呢，他的脸可能就逐渐暗淡，成为像一个7瓦的灯泡。我们在教会里呢，那个出口的那个后面那个灯泡就是7瓦的，所以看起来没那么亮。
And then I think it went right down to the fact that it had gone out and there was no glow left.
所以呢，我就发现一个事实，当他离开神的时候，他的脸上就完全没有荣光了。
Why?
为什么？
Well, in part because the contract said, if you keep these 10 laws, this wonderful thing's going to happen.
所以呢，实际上那些说呢，如果你守着这十诫，就会有非常美妙的事情发生。
But the people didn't. They didn't obey.
但是当时的以色列人，他们却没有去守这十诫。
The people couldn't obey.
他们不去顺服，他们也不，他们可以去顺服的本来。
The people wouldn't obey. They didn't want to obey.
如果一些人他不想去顺服，他就不会顺服。
The whole thing didn't look that good after all.
然后所有的事情呢，在这以后呢，就完全没有看起来没那么好了。
Now what Paul is saying here is the message that I preach isn't like that. It isn't a message that's fading because it's too hard to get. It's a message that's easy to get, and when you get it, it gets brighter and brighter and brighter.
所以保罗说的，我传的就不是这样的，这个不是说像那么能够。那么难得到的荣光，然后逐渐会暗的。我给你们传的呢，是当你们得到以后，他们就会变得越来越有荣光。
So let's keep reading now, verse 14. But their minds were made dull. To this day, the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed because only in Christ is it taken away.
第14节说呢，但他们的心地刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
So the veil not only obscures the ability to see the glory that was there and recognizes that that glory is fading, this veil also keeps peoplefrom understanding the possibility of glory.
这个那个帕子呢盖在脸上的呢，当时不仅仅是说遮盖住了那个荣光，同样的阻挡住了人去理解神的。
So I can't even remember what verse we read. Is it, did we read 14?
Yeah.
What about 15?
No.
Okay, we'll do 15. Even to this day when Moses is read, the veil covers their hearts. They don't see clearly what they could see. There's a possibility of glory, but they don't see it at all anymore.
因为呢，实际上呢，第十五节是讲的呢，他们有那个帕子遮在他们脸上，实际上呢，他们是有可能看见荣光的。当他们那个帕子遮盖的时候呢，他们实际上看不见任何荣光。
All right, but verse 16 says, whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
因为第十六节说，但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。
Okay, many people in the world today, they don't see this. There's a veil over their eyes.
所以很多在当今世界的人呢，他们看不到这一点，是因为一个帕子。
It's especially true of these Jewish people who are still concerned about washing their hands.
因为实际上呢，特别的是说呢，当时这些的犹太人，他仍然在关注怎样去洗他们的手。They've
missed the whole point.
他们实际上忘掉了整个的点。But
the promise is, when you turn to the Lord, the veil will be taken away.
这个应许是呢，当你几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。Now
verse 17, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom.
第十七节说呢，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那你就得以自由。And
we, who with unveiled faces, all reflect the Lord's glory. We're being transformed into the likeness, His likeness, with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
第十八节说，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。What's
it all about?
这所以讲的是什么呢?
It's all about glory.
所以讲的都是荣耀。What
kind of glory?
什么样的荣耀呢?
Eternal glory.
永恒的荣耀。So,
you and I live life.
你和我有一个生命。At
the end of life, we are either going to enter into eternal glory or into eternal shame.
当我们的生命结束的时候，我们或者是进到那永恒的荣耀，或者是就进到那永恒的羞耻里面。Here's
somebody who rejects God in his life.
这里呢，一个人呢，他在他的一生中拒绝了神。He
doesn't care about God, and he doesn't care about others either very much.
他不关心神，但其实也不关心其他的事情。
Mostly he spends his life for himself. He dies. God brings him into judgment because the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after death the judgment. So he stands before God, and God says to him, did you honor me?
站在神面前，神说：“你把荣耀给我了吗？”
He says, "No, no, I basically forgot you. I ignored you."
他说：“不，我基本上我忽视了你，我根本就忘掉了你。”
God says, "Excuse me, but that was rather foolish, wasn't it?"
那个神说：“啊，对不起，这个是很愚蠢的，是不是？”
God says, "I could have given you." An eternity of glory. But you wouldn't have any of my glory. You chose your own sinful way of shame and you get to go to hell. And you can just endure your shame forever. They endure their glory, enjoy their glory forever. You endure your shame forever.
神说呢，实际上呢，我已经给了你永恒的荣耀，但是你却选择了在你罪恶的道路上一直生活下去，到现在你要在那个永恒的羞耻里面下到地狱里去，你本来可以享受永恒的荣耀，你却选择了享受永恒的羞耻。
All right, so my question is, is that message an important message?
我认定呢，这个信息是，这条信息是一项非常重要的信息吗？
Can you understand why God would have allowed that to happen? Sorry, why Paul would have involved himself in that?
你可以去想象一下保罗他为什么会卷到这件事情里来吗？
Paul says, this is most important stuff.
保罗说呢，这是一件最重要的事。
Paul says, I'm going to devote my entire life to this message.
保罗说呢，我会把我的整个人生奉献在这个信息里面。
Is it important? Of course it's important.It's about eternal glory or eternal shame.
这是非常重要的吗？当然是非常重要的。这是关于永恒的荣耀和永恒的羞耻的。
So Paul says, because it's that important, I'm going to keep on telling everybody, including the Corinthians.
实际上说呢，这个非常重要，我要去告诉每一个人，当然包括当时的哥林多人。
Alright, so how could you possibly understand Paul?
怎么可能去理解保罗呢？
You understand him pretty clearly when you realize what it is he's talking about and how important it is.
你非常清楚的去理解，当你意识到他讲的事情是多重要的时候。
Okay.If, I'm thinking of an illustration. We were talking about the city of Richmond to somebody earlier today, about flooding in Richmond.
我在想举个例子在刚开始这个学习开始，我们在和一个人就是老王在讨论那个洪水在Richmond 列治文发生的那一件事。
And we noted that there is a possibility that one day Richmond will flood with water and many of the buildings will come tumbling down because of the flooding that could come to Richmond.
如果呢，我们在讨论说，如果有一天那些海水都倒灌到 Richmond 的时候，到列治文的时候，那些建筑都会被淹没。如果那件事情发生的话。
And I know that's a big problem because I sat down with the chief engineer of the city of Richmond one day and we talked about that possibility.
我知道那件事情非常重要，所以有一天呢，我和那个列治文的这个主管市政的总工程师坐下来讨论这种可能性。
Okay.And he doesn't know when it's going to happen. He said then it could happen in 100 or 200 years, but if it does happen, we'll be in real trouble.
他说那他不认为可以发生，但是如果要发生，那可能是在100或者200年前以后。如果这个事情真正发生了，我们会有很大的麻烦。
So if I knew that Richmond was going to flood tomorrow,And you lived in Richmond, what would you expect me to do?
如果我知道明天洪水呢就会灌到列治文里去，我去你住在列治文，你觉得我会做什么事情呢？
You'd expect me to go to your house tonight and say, get up, get up, you're in real trouble.
所以呢你希望我今天晚上就到你们家的门口，就像这样不停地敲门敲门说，哎呀，大麻烦来了，赶紧出来。
Okay, now that's what Paul is saying to these people. He's saying, listen, this is important stuff. There's eternal glory. There's eternal shame. but you could have eternal glory. I'm going to tell you.
这就是保罗在当时在做的事情，他就告诉当时的这几个林多人呢，说这里有一个永恒的荣耀，也有一个永恒的羞辱。我要告诉你，你怎样去得到永恒的荣耀。
All right, so we're going to get into chapter 4, but you may have some questions about chapter 3. It's not the easiest chapter to understand. I'm not sure of all the truth that's there, but at least we've covered some of it this morning. Questions? Any questions?
我们在我们进到第四章之前呢，我们开始让大家来提问，因为这一节并不是很难，并不是很容易理解的一章，而且呢也是很难去理解这个的。所以如果你有什么问题，你可以提出来。
Any questions from you on Zoom? Any questions from you here in the basement of the chapel today?
你们在Zoom这个上面的人，有任何问题，或者在我们这个教堂地下室坐着的人，任何人有问题都可以提出来。Joanna
has a question.
I do. On 2 Corinthians 3:18. When it says, and we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory. Like how, as a Christian, when we read the Bible, can we still have the veil over our eyes?
既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形象，荣。他的问题呢，就是说，我们今天的基督徒仍然有这个帕斯盖在我们的脸上吗？
I guess I should probably add to that and just say, because sometimes there are some believers and you feel like your story is full of glory. And then there are other believers that I'm like, I don't, not that we're judging or anything, but it's just there's some people that you go, oh, so much glory. I love seeing the Lord's story that he's writing in you. And here it says ever increasing glory. So that's kind of where the question's coming from.
他说呢，今天呢仍然有信徒，他读你的故事的时候呢，说这里有非常多的主的荣光在你的人生里，但是呢有些呢却没有，他不是想去问那谁，但是这就是他为什么他的这个问题能够提出来。All
right, and I'm not sure that I really understand the question. I'm going to say something, and then you're going to be, get me to be more precise.
他说他不是很确定他能够理解Joanna的问题，所以呢，还要准备去讲。他讲的时候呢，Joanna可以引导他到一个准确的到他问题的那个点上。But
when you read the Bible, you read the Bible with two prayer requests before, don't you?
当你读圣经的时候呢，在你读圣经之前，你应该有两个祷告的祈求。The
first prayer request would be, Lord, would you please help me understand?
第一个祷告的祈求呢，就是主啊，请您帮助我来理解。
The second question is, Lord, would you please help me obey what I understand or don't understand?
第二个呢，就是说呢，祷告祈求就是主啊，求您帮助我理解，帮助我去顺服那些我理解或者我不能理解的。Now,
in both cases, it is the Holy Spirit of God whose responsibility it is to do those two things.
在这两个祷告的祈求呢，就是神的圣灵，他的职责就是做这去回应你这两项的祈求。So
in the upper room ministry, the Lord says the Spirit of God will lead you into all truth.
最后晚餐那个房里呢，主耶稣呢跟他们讲说，神的圣灵能够带领你们经过你们要经过的一切。
And then we read that it is the Spirit of God who will help us to obey the truths of the Bible, the leading of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，就是说呢，我们也会祈求神的圣灵呢帮助我们去理解圣经里的真理，就是主会主耶稣会引导我们。
Now what happens as you understand more and you obey more?
但是如果你理解的更多，顺服更多，会发生什么呢？
You become like Jesus.
你然后慢慢变成了像主耶稣。
And John tells us that when it came to Jesus, he beheld his glory.The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音里告诉我们，当我们接近主的时候呢，我们就看到了完完全全的是从父神来的荣耀。
So as you read your Bible and you understand more, as you read your Bible and obey more, you are changed.Into more and more glorious, person of Jesus, your life becomes more and more filled with His glory.
所以当你一边更多的去理解圣经，一边更多的去顺服的时候呢，你的人生呢就会变成更多的带着主耶稣的荣耀。的一个基督徒的人生。
I read the other day a part of a story about a man whose name was Robert Murray McShane.
因为我读到一个人的一部分他的故事，他的名字叫 Robert McShane.
Robert Murray McShane was a Scot. He lived in Scotland.He died about the age of 27 or 29, I'm not sure.
那个 Robert Murray McShane 呢，他是一个苏格兰人，他在苏格兰生活，当他死的时候呢，他可能是27或者28岁，我不太确定。
He lived probably a couple of hundred years ago, I can't remember his precise dates.
所以呢，他可能生活在100多年以前，我不能确定他生活的年代。
When he died, people who lived in Europe, not in Scotland at all, but people who lived over the channel in France and Germany and other European countries, they lamented his death.
Lamented.
Lamented, we're sorry for.
Okay. 所以呢当呢他死的时候，那些生活在英吉利海峡以外的完全没有在苏格兰生活过的人呢，都为他的死感到遗憾。
When I read that story years ago, I said, how can that be? He's just a very young man. Well, I gotta tell you the rest. When they lamented his death, they said, who will love us now?
因为他也想要告诉一下更多的关于他的故事，他说怎么可能，那个人那么年轻死了，他们怎么会为他的死感到遗憾呢？其实他们说如果他死了，谁来爱我们呢？
How could he possibly have had such a profound impact if he was still a young man living hundreds of miles away?
他怎么可能有那对人有那么深刻的影响呢？就是说他那么年轻，他又住在离他们那些人几百英里之外。
And then I read the other day the secret of the man's life.
然后呢，我就有一天我就读到这个人他的人生的秘密。
And the secret was this. He used to pray, Lord, would you please make me the holiest man that I could be this side of heaven.
所以呢，这个人呢，他实际上呢，他当时在祷告说，主啊，你可以把我变成一个在这个地方啊最圣洁的从天堂来的人吗？
Because that was his prayer. God answered by giving him glory and by filling his life with glory that was seen by many, many people.
因为他的祷告，神回应他的祷告，就让他的那个短暂的人生慢慢充满了神的荣耀。
So, in the context of verse 18, he was looking at the glory of the Lord, and in the process, he was being transformed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ with ever-increasing glory.
按照18节的上下文呢，他就是啊慢慢变成了主的形象，主耶稣的形象，在他的人生呢就充满了主的荣耀。
So, Joanna, I'm not sure whether that gets to the direction you were going or not.
他问 Joanna, 他是不是这个方向是在他问题的那个方向上面？
I think so. So, it's the beholding of the Lord through scripture. And then obeying out of love, right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's right.
And ever increasing will then happen as we do it more and more.
That's right.
Okay.
The more you're like Jesus, the more you exhibit his glory. You're changed into his glory, and others will see the glory.
In the 实际上，Joanna说呢，他理解的就是说我们如果一直读圣经，一直顺服的话，我们就会越来越有荣耀。Harold 说呢，就是说，当你真的那么做的时候，你的荣耀就会越来越多。
Thank you.
Any other comment or question?
大家还有其他的问题吗？
I have a simple question.
Very good.
How many years did the Paul preach in prison.
所以他有一个简单的问题，保罗在格林多传了多少年的道？
How many years did he preach in Corinth?
Yeah.
Yes. I can't recall all the details. Let me try give you a few.
那他在保罗在传了多少年道呢？他不记得所有的细节，所以他给他一点点其他的。
I believe he was with them on one occasion, probably his first occasion, for 18 months.
因为他相信他初次到格林多那里去的时候呢，跟他们一起待了18个月。
And then he went back, I believe, once or twice for an undetermined length of time.
他然后呢他就回去了，回去不是一次和两次，在一个不确定的时间。
In addition, he wrote these two letters to them, and quite probably a third letter, which may have come even before 1 Corinthians.
他就给他们写了这两封信，但是呢他有可能写了第三封信，应该是在格林多前书的前面写的。
So he did have much communication with them over a period of years.
所以呢在几年之内呢他一直跟他们保持着联系。
That's not a definitive answer, but it is my best.
这个不是一个确定的答案，但是是我所知道的最好的答案。
Anything else?
还有其他的答案问题吗？ Linda, Linda.
Okay. Yes,
但是我们看的那个哥林多前书的十章哦。11:16，就是若有人想要辩驳，我们却没有这样的规矩，神的众教会也是没有的。这句话有点不太懂。
So her question is in the First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 16. This said if anyone wants to be contentious about this.We have no other practice, nor do the churches of God. She didn't answer this verse.
All right. Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 has as its themes the relationship in the Church of Jesus Christ between men and women.And also the theme of the head covering and hair length that should be exhibited in Christians at that time.
所以呢，格林多前书十一章呢，它主要是讲在主耶稣的教会里弟兄和姊妹之间的那个关系。同样的呢，也讲到了。妇女盖头的那个教义，他是要把这些解释给他们听。
So if you like, there are three themes that are addressed in 1 Corinthians 11, all of which are very contentious.
所以呢，实际上呢，他说所有的在格林多前书十一章里面讲的这三件事呢，都是实际上都是存在着有那个辩驳。
So the first question is there a difference between the role of men and women in the Church of Jesus Christ? And the answer is yes.
那第一个问题呢，就是说呢，在主耶稣的教会里。弟兄和姊妹有差别吗？答案是有的。
And the teaching is that just as Christ is the head of the man, so the man is the head of the woman.
这里呢讲到的呢，就像是主耶稣是男人的头一样，男人是女人的头。
And there are many implications of that which flow through the New Testament.And the Old Testament.
这些呢，实际上呢，在旧约和新约里，很多这些都指出来了。
Now the women's lib movement that's prevalent in the world today says we don't believe that.
所以呢，就当今世界的妇女呢，她们有一项运动，就是说我们不相信这个。
And so even Justin Trudeau says we must have an equal number of women in cabinet as we have men in cabinet.
就像今天的特鲁多，他也说在我们内阁里应该男内阁成员和女内阁成员的数量应该是一样的。
In the church, there are many women who say we have equal.Privileges and rights in the church, we should be able to preach, we should be able to do all the things that the men do.
因为在有些教会里的那些妇女呢，说我们应该和男人有同样的去讲道和祷告的权利。
And in the family, very often the woman says, we'll do it my way.
在家庭里通常呢，有些妇女就说呢，我要按照我的方式去做。
And the husband says, well, the Bible says that the husband is the head of the family. He's the one who is responsible.
所以呢，这个她的丈夫就说呢，但是圣经上说呢，男人在家里应该是负责任的那个人。
So therefore, in all of these areas today.There is contention. There was contention then. There is contention even today.
所以呢，在 那个时候在当时的教会里会有争辩关于这件事儿，不光那个时候，就算在今天在教会里仍然存在这样的争辩。
Now many people say today, it's true that's what says in 1 Corinthians 11, but remember, that was written only for the Corinthians.
因为有些人说是的，圣经是这么写的，但是呢，当时那么写的呢，是仅仅只写给当时的格林多人的。
The Bible student says no, for many reasons, it's not written just for the Corinthians.
所以呢，圣经学习的人呢说呢，啊，不是，那不是。光写给当时格林多人的，是写给所有的基督徒的。
And in particular, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 16 says, this was the instructions for Corinth, but it's also the practice of every other church. The churches of God all follow these instructions that I have given, Paul says, to the Corinthians.
所以呢，这个格林多前书十一章十六节说的呢，啊，这样的规矩不单单是给当时的格林多教会的，同样是给神的所有的教会的。所以我告诉你们，所有的教会都要遵循这样的规矩。
Now the same issue relates to the subject of the head covering.
所以呢，同样的问题呢，也出现在蒙头上。
And for many, many reasons given here in 1 Corinthians 11 and elsewhere in scripture, the instructions of Paul are that when a man preaches, he should have his head uncovered.
实际上呢，保罗在这里，格林多前书十一章里，还在其他的保罗书信里面，保罗说到，当男人讲道的时候，他应该把帽子摘掉。
And in the regular meetings of the church, the woman should have her head covered.
因为在教会的聚会中，妇女应该蒙头。
Well, frankly, there were a lot of people in Paul's day who didn't believe that.
当然呢，坦率地说，在当时保罗时候的那些教会里，很多人不相信的。
And frankly, there are a whole lot of people in our world today who don't believe it.
坦率地说呢，在我们当今的世界里，很多人也不相信这个。
And so 1 Corinthians 11:16 says, if anybody wants to be contentious about this, just remember the churches of God in the world today practice exactly what I've been laying out in 1 Corinthians 11.
因为实际上呢，在格林多前书一章十六节里讲到的呢，是如果有任何人想要去质疑这个，实际上是在当时的教会里，所有的神的教会里都在是做这样的规矩。
And the other issue that's covered that we don't talk about terribly much is the length of hair.
在另外一个第三个问题呢，我们并讲的比较少。是因为你头发的长度。
And a woman's glory is her long hair.
那女人的荣耀是她的长头发。
And a man is not to have long hair.
那男人呢不应该有长头发。
Well, there's lots of cultures in the world that don't agree with that.
在世界上很多的文化里并不认同这一点。
And in particular in our Western society at the present time, there are many even many who call themselves Christians who don't agree with that and don't practice that.
实际上在我们当今的世界，特别是在西方世界里呢，他们有些人自称为是基督徒的人呢，他也同意这个点，他们也不去那么去做。
The Paul says, if you want to discuss it, if you say, I don't agree with that, just remember that you're not just disagreeing with what I say to the Corinthians. Verse 16 says, there's no other practice in the other churches of God either. These are God's ways.
他说呢，如果呢，保罗在这里说呢，如果你不同意我所讲的，实际上在神的其他的教会里都是在这么去实践的，去做的。 所以呢，你如果不同意，你实际上是不同意神的办法。
So by God's grace, here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, we say we've got to do what 1 Corinthians 11 says, even if other churches today don't practice that.
基督神的恩典，我们在十六届教会里，我们是要去遵循格林多前书十一章里面所教导我们的，就算是在其他的教会，他们不这样去做，我们仍然要这么做。
In most of our Western churches, the issue is, should a woman wear a head covering and should a woman be silent?
所以呢，在西方社会，我们当今的教会里，有很多的问题，就是说呢，妇女应该盖头，还是在教会里保持沉默呢？
And so that's a big deal in the West.
在西方世界，这是一个很大的一个事情。
But if we were to go to North Africa, we would find a different problem.
因为我们如果去北非的话，我们会发现不同的问题。
In North Africa, the people who follow the common religion there, the men all put a head covering on.
在北非里呢，他们遵循当地宗教的人呢，那个男人一直把头盖上。
So Christians have a problem because many of the men say, I don't want to take my head covering off just because I'm with the people of God.
当时格林多的那些男人呢，他们有一个问题，他说我不想把我的帽子摘下来，仅仅是因为我和神的教会的人在一起。
So the issue there is to get the man to take their head covering off.
那这里讲到的点呢，是让那些男人把帽子摘掉。
It is a big issue in our world today. It was way back in the days of the apostle in Corinth and elsewhere.
那在我们今天当今的教会是一个大问题，可以追溯到当时保罗所在的格林多教会和其他的世界各地的教会里面。
So Linda, that's a very long answer to your simple question. The other churches agreed with it, and don't ever let anybody say to you, that chapter was just for Corinth or just for that day. It's not true. That verse proves it.
这是给 Linda 这个问题的一个简单的一个长的答案。这个里面呢，这一节经文里实际上讲的呢，就是说那个当时的那些规矩不仅仅是给当时的格林多人的，这里面讲到的同样一点呢，是给世界上各地其他的教会里设立的同样的规矩。
So, Joanna has another question.
Joanna 又有一个问题。
It's very quick. It's just like a light bulb went off in my brain. And I just thought, is this like the 1 Corinthians 11, connects right into 2 Corinthians 3:18, because we're talking about how to have a life with more glory to present to the Lord. And it's part of how we give him more glory, right?
Okay, that's exactly the theme in both chapters. You're right.
所以他说呢他就像在他大脑里一亮，他就感觉呢，这一节呢，应该是跟那个格林多后书的三章十八节连接起来的，这样呢，就是说我们要把那个荣耀更多的给神。
Just to follow that theme a little in 1 Corinthians 11, I'm not going to show you all the verses, but I will simply explain the logic.
所以呢，他说，讲的是对的，就像他在格林多前十一章里，他要给你几节经文，他不是说要讲很多，但是对你他要简单的讲一下。
First Corinthians 11 says that the man is the glory of the Lord.
格林多前书十一章讲的呢，说人是神的荣耀。
The man does not have his head covered because he's the glory of the Lord.
人呢？男人呢，他不要盖头呢，是因为他是神的荣耀。
In the Old Testament, whenever a man's head was covered, it was associated with shame, not glory.
所以在旧约时代呢，如果一个人的头，一个男人的头被盖上呢，通常呢是代表着羞辱，而不是荣耀。
Even in the priesthood, the priest had a head covering on. They called it a mitre, and it was on their head at all times when they were doing the service of God.
所以实际上在那些祭司里呢，他们头上有一个冠，他们戴在头上那个帽子呢，当他们在服侍神的时候，他们一直把那个帽子戴在头上。
All right, and the reason for that is because all the priests in the Old Testament were still sinners. Their sins hadn't been forgiven. Their sins had been covered by the blood of the animals, but their sins hadn't been taken away because Jesus hadn't died.
但是他们为什么那么做呢？在旧约时代，那些祭司呢，他们全都是罪人。他们戴着帽子呢，是想掩盖他们的罪。他们罪是被那个动物的血遮盖了。那个时候主耶稣还没有来，他们的罪还没有被饶恕，主耶稣也没为我们死。
But when Jesus died, their sins were forgiven. And because their sins were forgiven, they didn't have any more shame. They took their hat off.
所以呢，当主耶稣为他们死的时候呢，他们的罪被饶恕了。他们不再感到羞辱了，所以他们就把他们的帽子给摘下来了。
Why did they take their hat off? They weren't ashamed anymore. They took their hat off to give glory to the one who'd taken away their sins.
所以呢，他们为什么把他的帽子摘掉呢？因为他们不再感到羞耻，他们把这荣耀给那一个为他们而死，把他们的罪所饶恕的那一位。
Why does the woman put a head covering on?
为什么妇女要盖着头呢？
Because she is the glory of the man.
因为她是男人的荣耀。
Okay, and if she has her head uncovered, the man gets the glory.
如果妇女不盖头呢，男人就得到了荣耀。
As a matter of fact, the same chapter says that a woman's hair is her glory.
实际上，事实上，在这一节里讲到了呢，那个头发也是女人的荣耀。
So the hair is a woman's glory. The woman is the man's glory. So the woman covers her hair so that she doesn't get the glory.And she covers her hair so that the man doesn't get the glory for the beautiful woman, but the Lord gets all the glory.
所以呢，头发是女人的荣耀，女人呢是男人的荣耀。当女人把头发盖上的时候呢，她自己得不到荣耀。当她把头又盖上的时候呢，男人也得不到荣耀，男人不是因为妇女的美丽得到荣耀，所以他们把所有荣耀都给了主。
So it's all designed that Jesus gets the glory, and in the process, as we follow him, we are changed into his glory as well.
那实际上这里整个的设计呢，就是说，如果我们遵守这样的一个程序呢，我们把所有的荣耀都给到主内。
So it's ultimate glory for us all, but especially for Jesus.
所以呢，最终呢，我们所有的都会得到荣耀，但是特别的是把荣耀给到主耶稣基督。
So the question is, who's going to get the glory?
所以呢，问题是谁得到荣耀呢？
You say, well, I certainly want a life. I want a life that's going to be glorious. People are going to be reading about me for 100 million years and more. I better get a life full of glory. I sure don't want that shame alternative. That's too much for you. I'm sorry. I can't remember what I said or where I forgot to let you. I just completely forgot. You are here, Roy.
Yeah, that's fine.
we're going to forget what I just said because Roy can't remember how to translate it and I can't remember what I said.
刚才因为他讲的时候呢，我并没有理解他讲那句话，所以他说我们就不要管这句话了，因为我忘记了怎么翻译，他也忘记了他说过什么。
This is amazing. The message of God is all about eternal glory.
这是非常神奇的，神给我们传递的信息呢，都是永恒的荣耀。
People will train for years in order to win a medal at the Olympic Games, and we all forget their names.
所以呢，有些人他们被训练了很多年，以便在奥林匹克运动会得到奖牌，但是呢，我们所有的人都忘记了他们叫什么。
They get a little temporary glory.
他们得到了一点点临时的荣耀。
We get an exceeding great and eternal weight of glory. It's marvelous.
我们得到的呢，超乎想象的、永久的、永恒的荣耀。
That's why Paul gets excited. That's why we get excited.
这就是为什么保罗为此而感到兴奋，我们也为此而感到兴奋。
Our time is more than gone. Let's pray.
我们的时间到了，我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for telling us that there is such a thing as eternal glory that we can have part in.
主啊，我们要感谢您，感谢您告诉我们有一个永恒的荣耀，其中有我们一份。
We don't understand all the details, but we do understand this. We understand that we can say, please,May I have part of that program, and that's our prayer now. We want to be part of that program.
所以呢，我们不是完全理解所有的细节，但是我们现在祷告的时候呢，就请让我们有那永恒的荣耀里的一份。
Lord, help us to believe you and follow you, we pray.
主啊，请帮助我们相信您，跟随您，我们来祷告。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.